absolutely astounding. Despite all the efforts he and his staff had put in to keep the habitat under the protocol that had been designed before they left Earth, the people were breaking away from it more and more. The changes were minor, he saw, most of them merely cosmetic. Some of the women had taken to adorning their clothes with homemade patches and press-on insignias, many of them of a blatantly sexual nature. It was a fad that seemed to be growing in popularity despite Eberle's suggested dress code. A few of the men were following suit. Wilmot grunted. Youth will be served, even if some of the youths are the calendar age of your grandparents. Then there was this contest business, naming every building and bush in the habitat. Incredible how much time and energy everyone seemed to be spending on it. There were reports of scuffles and actual fistfights in the cafeteria over the naming contests. Perhaps I should cut off their liquor supplies, Wilmot mused. Then he shook his head. They'd simply cook up their own in the labs one way or another. At least the use of narcotics seems to be low, unless the hospital staff isn't reporting drug abuse. Maybe they're the worst offenders. He sighed. As long as it doesn't interfere with their work, there's no sense trying to sniff out every recreational drug these people cook up. There were personnel changes, Wilmot observed. People shifted from one job to another, even moved from one department to another. This Eberle chap in human resources is approving far too many changes, Wilmot thought. But he decided against interfering. Let the experiment play itself out. Don't meddle with it. The lab rats are performing some interesting tricks. I wonder what they'll do once we reach Saturn. Then a new question formed in his mind. I wonder what they'll think in Atlanta about all this. Should I even report these details to them? He nodded to himself. I'll have to. I'm certain they're getting reports from other sources. For the kind of money they've invested, the new morality must have seeded this habitat with plenty of snoops.
Book 2. About 3 years ago, I wrote that, to my great surprise, I had discovered Saturn to be three-bodied, that is, it was an aggregate of three stars arranged in a straight line parallel to the ecliptic, the central star being larger than the others. I believed them to be mutually motionless, for when I first saw them they seemed almost to touch, and they remained so for almost 2 years without the least change. It was reasonable to believe them to be fixed with respect to each other, since a single second arc, a movement incomparably smaller than any other in even the largest orbs, would have become sensible in that time, either by separating or by completely uniting these stars. Hence, I stopped observing Saturn for more than 2 years. But in the past few days, I returned to it, and I found it to be solitary, without its customary supporting stars, and as perfectly round and sharply bounded as Jupiter. Now, what can be said of this strange metamorphosis? That the two lesser stars have been consumed in the manner of sunspots? Has Saturn devoured its children? Or was it indeed an illusion and a fraud with which the lenses of my telescope deceived me for so long, and not only me but many others who have observed it with me? Perhaps the day has arrived when languishing hope may be revived in those who, led by the most profound reflections, once plumbed the fallacies of all my new observations and found them to be incapable of existing. Galileo Galilei, Letters on Sunspots, the 1st of December, 1612.
Vision of Saturn. Manny Gaeta's rugged face appeared on Holly's desktop screen. Hi, he said, grinning. When do you close up shop? He called her once a week, as punctually as if he had ticked it off on his calendar. Holly kept putting him off. She had no desire to complicate her life. Since Don Diego's death, Holly had buried herself in work, running the naming contests, keeping the office functioning despite Morgenthau's utter indifference to departmental duties. Her nights she spent thinking about Don Diego, going over the medical record time and again, picturing in her mind every detail of the scene down at the culvert when she first came across the old man's dead body. It wasn't an accident, Holly convinced herself. It couldn't be an accident. There's no evidence of physical trauma. His heart was sound. He didn't have a stroke. He didn't even have a bump on his head or a bruise anywhere on his body. But he drowned. How? Why? She hardly saw anyone except Chris Cardenas now and then. They had lunch together every few days. Holly asked Chris to help her go over Don Diego's medical records. Cardenas looked them over and then told Holly she could find nothing amiss. You've got to accept the fact that people die, Holly, Cardenas told her over lunch in the bustling cafeteria. It doesn't happen often, but it happens. People die. It doesn't make any sense, Holly insisted. Give it up, Holly, Cardenas said gently. He was a sweet old man, but he's dead, and you can't bring him back. Someone killed him. Cardenas' eyes went wide. Murder? Holly nodded, knowing she was being cosmically stupid about this, but unable to back away from it. I think you need to get your mind off this kid, said Cardenas. You're getting almost paranoid about it. But he couldn't have just walked down the embankment and stuck his head in the water and drowned. That's impossible. Get off it, Holly. This is consuming too much of your time and energy. Go out tonight and have a good time. Take your mind off it. Have some fun for yourself. Holly saw that Cardenas was in earnest. Mama Chris, she murmured, and smiled. There must be plenty of young men who'd be happy to take you out for the evening, said Cardenas. Trying to push Don Diego out of her mind, Holly replied, Manny Gaeta's been calling me. There you go. He's a chunk of grade A beef. Holly nodded. Do you like him? I went to bed with him once, Holly blurted. Really? That night he rescued the injured astronaut? Oh, yeah, Cardenas said, remembering. He must have been on an emotional high, pumped up with adrenaline, I guess, and testosterone. Despite herself, Holly laughed. Plenty of that. And he's been calling you? Uh-huh. But I don't want to get involved with him. I don't think I do. But if I go out with him, I guess he'll expect me to do it again. Cardenas glanced down at her salad, then said, You don't have to do what he expects. You can have dinner and nothing more. Just don't give him the wrong signals. Signals? Be pleasant, but no touchy-feely. Well, I don't know if that would work, Holly said uncertainly. Meet him at the restaurant. Stay in public places. Walk yourself home, I guess. Unless you want to go to bed with him again. I don't. Well, not really. It's like I want him to like me, but not too much. With a shake of her head, Cardenas dug her fork into the salad. Men aren't subtle, Holly. You have to set the rules clearly. Otherwise, there'll be a problem. See? Holly confessed, feeling confused. I really want Malcolm to notice me. I mean, he's the reason I signed up for this habitat in the first place, but I've hardly even seen him in the past few months, and Manny's flaming nice and all, but I don't want to get myself involved in a... She didn't know what more to say. Malcolm? Cardenas asked. You mean Dr. Eberle? The Chief of Human Resources, yes. Cardenas looked impressed. You're interested in him? But he's not interested in me. Holly suddenly felt close to tears. Isn't that always the way? I don't know what I should do. Cardenas glanced around the busy cafeteria, then said firmly, Have as much fun as you can with the stunt stud. Why not? You think it'll make Malcolm jealous? With a huff that was almost a grunt, Cardenas replied, No, I don't think he'll pay any attention to it. But why shouldn't you have some fun? He seems to be a nice guy. For sure. Then have some fun with him while you can. He'll be leaving for Earth after he's done his stunt, so you won't have to worry about a long-term commitment. But I want a long-term commitment, Holly blurted, surprising herself. She immediately